Just one thing, there's been some discussion out there regarding the Tesla Government Services Agreement. There was a statement made that there's $1.2 million in default, and I don't believe that to be correct. Going through the records, 2018 and 19, everything is current. 2019 and 20, I believe everything is current. We're going through all of the documents and all of the correspondence to guarantee that, to make sure everything is. I did have a check for about $164,000 or so in my hands about 3 weeks ago, and that was for the first quarter payment of this fiscal year. I just want to remind us that the government services agreement is not expired in 2018. It went to a lesser rate because the company believed that the building would be completed and there would be substantially less inspections occurring out there. Right now, the building is not completed, but there are substantially less inspections occurring out there because there's not a lot of construction happening, despite there are a lot of industry happening. We believe everything is good, but at the same time, have talked with Chris Riley out of Tesla to renegotiate the agreement to get it adjusted. We wanted to wait for our audit with Mr. Costanza in the comptroller's office, and our department heads are doing a full-time equivalent analysis right now and providing numbers to my office on what they believe their FTE is, what you would call, is being spent on the Gigafactory. Most notably the Community Development Department. As there may be future construction phases coming, we need to consider that as well. And that research will be ongoing, and I'll have a response back to you shortly. Secondly, my office alone has received 10 public records requests in the last several weeks. 7 of them came this morning. Still keeping hours. At this point, I am getting to the point where I'm going to request in our budget system a full-time or a part-time employee that does nothing but public records. Our district attorney, and I'll let Keith talk for himself if he wants to, but he's informed me about 20% of his time is being used on public records requests as opposed to providing quality legal counsel to our team.
That's accurate.
All right. Well, this all goes hand in hand with the fake news that we keep getting published out there. So it's easier just to write anything and publish it. You don't have to be truthful when you put anything online. So we're going to continue to deal with this, and you're only going to have to continue to deal with the public records request, no matter how much time that they want to waste of your job of doing county business. So.
And I just want, for the record, to be very clear, we're still validating and making sure everything is current. And we'll get back to you on the absolute status of that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Austin.